Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
That's Christy McVie with the great band Fleetwood Mac. Bringing us back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here with our good friend Doug Barry with the U.S. Commercial Service Division of the Department of Commerce. One of the absolute, I'll tell you folks, if you ever wonder if there's any agency that really, really gives you a lot of bang for the buck of your investment, the Department of Commerce is that agency, in my opinion. In addition to the military, I mean, I have great regard for them. But the Department of Commerce, and Doug, thank you. You can receive our accolades and our praise and our gratitude for your fellow workers there. But the Department of Commerce, year in and year out, provides a great return on our investment in you guys.
Well, thanks, Jim, and I'm basking in those accolades right now on this dismal day in Washington, D.C. It's raining. But I would certainly say that even more than the accolades, what lights me up every day is the opportunity to help a small, medium-sized enterprise enter a new market for the first time. Free trade agreement countries, great. China, India seem to be on everyone's radar. So think about the free trade agreement countries as places to start or to expand their exports, and then, as you have alluded to, give their local export assistance center a call.
You got over 100 of those in the United States, don't you?
And more than 100. So while they're not in every community that your listeners may be listening to,
there's one nearby.
There's one nearby, and they take phone calls. You can Skype with them. You can send them emails, and there's a way in which you can connect with them, and they will help you better understand the opportunities in those markets. And assuming the product sells well here, it probably will sell well in some of these other markets, and we can find a buyer for your listeners.
That's the folks. When I learned about this over the years, as Doug has been on the show now 9 years, when I learned that you got these offices, these commercial service offices, 100 around the country, probably within either 5 minutes or 2 hours of you. And in the United States, and you can go there and talk to them, or you can call them, you can connect with them, and they'll actually help you find, if you'll tell them what you want to export, they'll help you find the market and the prospects in those markets, won't they, Doug?
That's right. And the number one reason why U.S. companies are reluctant to investigate international opportunities is fear of the unknown,
mm-hmm.
and we can take the fear out of it.
Right.
We can take the unknown out of it as well.
And for virtually no cost.
Almost no cost.
There's some expense, but it's just replacement stuff. I mean,
It's all the information
folks.
That we have is very nominal.
It's not like hiring a firm. We're not going to get a consulting bill from these guys. That's not how it works.
Thousands and thousands that it might cost you in the marketplace. We do it because, first of all, thank you very much, listeners and Jim. Through your tax dollars, we're able to have this incredible global network.
Yeah.
And we want very much to serve more of you. The economy here is, as you know, languishing. It's certainly perking up in other parts of the world. It's going great guns in certain markets. We know where they are, and we can help you get into them.
To give us some examples, you've got some success stories, don't you?
Yes, well, you know, one the other day, and this is sort of an odd one because I always say, you know, you just simply can't fly into an unknown market and get a hotel room, open a phone book, and start making cold calls and making a sale.
Right.
And I spoke to a company the other day. It's Baltimore-based. They're an engineering firm, and they work on certain kind of ship parts.
Mm-hmm.
So their market is very well-defined and specialized, but this guy, largely on the strength of, he credits his father. When he was young and growing up, his dad would gather the kids around the table and almost have a business meeting over meals. But one of the things that he emphasized was, you know, understand the world. The world is a great place. It's an exciting place. Don't be fearful of it. And so when his son graduated from college, went into business with his brother, one of the first things they did was, is we've got to expand our market outside the United States. So they flew to a city in Europe without a lot of preparation, found a phone book, started making cold calls, and made a sale.
Wow.
So that's one way to do it. But then after that, they met their local Export Assistance Center people in Baltimore and started working with us, and we were able to help them into a number of new markets, including South Korea.
Wow.
And they couldn't have done it without us, but they did it now, and they have managed to generate millions of dollars in new contracts, and this is before the free trade agreement.
Mm-hmm. So the FTA is going to be great for them. So
FTA
folks,
is going to be great
that,
for
what
them.
What a great success story. And folks, here's the thing that you can do. You can start your education process and just dip your toe in the water and start learning about this with very little expense, maybe initially no expense except your time and effort, and see if it's even something for you. You can grow and put on training wheels in the beginning and go real slow and then speed up and ask them to help you out more, help you with more services. But there's a great book. There's an outstanding book. There's a brand new edition out right now, Doug, right?
That's correct.
That will help you with
this. It's called The Basic Guide to Exporting.
And tell us where they can find it.
You can find it 1-800-USA-TRADE. Give us a call. You can get it on Amazon, or you can get it from the government printing office, and you can also order it at your local bookstore, and it's also in an electronic form now as well.
Also, they can find out more about it at export.gov too, right?
That's right, and there's a quote from you on the back cover.
Exactly. That makes it worth extra, doesn't it? Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.